circles within the spring summer session. One is called How Are We Listening? And that is going to be taking place on June 15th. And then the final one is called Building Our Friendships. And that is going to be on July 15th. All of the circles, they take place from 12 to 2 in the Student Learning Commons consultation area, and that's at the back left corner of the ground floor of the Bennett Library. And since I've been sharing gratitude throughout the show today, I'd like to share extra gratitude to the Women's Center, who continues to support these events by providing the delicious bannock. So thank you to them. And as I mentioned, registration is not required, but I will include a link in today's show notes so that you can get more information if you are interested. Now, next up, I do have an interview that I did a few months ago. I think I did this interview back in February, maybe. And I had a conversation with Carol Delinko. She is the author of A Woman's Guide to World Travel. Now, as somebody who loves to travel, and I've done it a lot solo, because I do enjoy my own company, I was really curious to hear some of Carol's insights on the topic and just hear more about the book itself. So let us take a bit of a listen. Hello, this is Nicole Hines with CJSF 90.1 FM, your campus and community radio station broadcasting from Burnaby on the unceded Coast Salish territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. I'm a woman who enjoys traveling, and when I learned about my next guest, I was excited to have a chat. Carol Delinko, author of A Woman's Guide to World Travel, is here for a conversation about the book. A Woman's Guide to World Travel is a comprehensive travel guide and memoir designed for women of all ages and backgrounds interested in exploring the world of travel. Drawing on the author's 40 years of experience traveling across nearly 100 countries, OM to the G, the book highlights both the unique challenges and rewards women encounter on their journeys. It provides practical advice on every aspect of travel, from planning and budgeting to arrival and return. Returning home tailored specifically for solo travelers. Also, though, it does include like information for those with partners, as well as group travelers and women with children, professionals, and even those with special needs. So, Carol, I want to thank you so much for joining me today. How are you?
Well, I'm awesome. Thank you so much for having me. It's always exciting to have an opportunity to talk about travel.
Yes. Speaking of travel, I'm on my way to Barbados in a couple of weeks. So, I mean, this is fitting.
Perfect. Hot weather and sunshine.
100%. 100%. Now, I spoke for a little bit. I am going to sort of pass the mic to you. And I would love if you could share a bit about your background and what drew you to write this book.
Well, it actually starts way before I wrote this book, actually. I started traveling when I was 18 years old. And I was supposed to be gone for 4 months, and I ended up being gone for about 8 years.
Whoops. What?
And it was a big whoops. So what was supposed to be a four-month trip ended up being so long because every single place I went, there was someplace else I wanted to go. And I kept on hearing about amazing places through the Traveler's Grapevine, which maybe doesn't exist in the same format anymore. Mm-hmm. But by the time I came back after 8 years traveling, more or less, I had been to about 40, maybe 50 countries. And I had so many people asking me questions about how do you travel? How do you do this? How do you do that? And a friend of mine suggested that I start teaching travel through continuing education, Vancouver School Board. Oh. And so I started with one class, and I'd never taught, but I thought, wow, I'm going to get paid to talk about travel. This
Hello.
Is cool. And I had one page with maybe half a dozen bullet points on it. And that one class ended up being three classes that I Wow. ended up teaching for about 8 years. Wow. And they were Travel the Safe Way, Travel for the First Time, and Travel for Women on Their Own. Okay. And by the time I finished all of those teaching those courses, I had about a 25 or 30 page handbook. that I was using in these classes. And from that, I ended up writing The Complete Guide to Independent Travel. And then I wrote The Globetrotter's Guide, Essential Skills for Budget Travel. And that book actually went as a Canadian bestseller. And then the publisher asked me to write another book for women. And shortly after I started doing the outline, SARS hit, and then 9/11 hit, and then my life took over. And I just kind of put this on the back shelf and kind of ignored it and continued traveling. And a couple years ago, I thought, well, it was COVID, and I was going through my shelves and my actually boxes of stuff, and I went, oh my gosh, this outline, I remember this book. And as I started reading it, I thought, oh wow, this is so outdated. At that point, a selfie didn't exist when I initially wrote this in the late 90s, right? And a lot of the online technology didn't exist either. So I thought, I've got so much more to add to the experience that I could write about now. And that's why I started writing the book.
For sure. Take a beverage. I'm so glad that we are recording remotely because, my goodness, if we were in studio, we'd have to have you head out, grab a beverage, and come back because you know what I mean, and all
Oh, yeah.
the things. So I love the remoteness of it. Okay, wow, what a journey.
Yes.
I love that this book exists. Like I mentioned, I do love to travel, and there is a lot of things to consider when you're brand spanking new to the whole
Yeah,
thing,
travel
right?
idea.
Absolutely.
Well,
So
and it's interesting. Yeah, because when, again, when I started writing the book, I could have written it 20 years ago, 25 years ago, but I don't think I would have had the breadth of experience of what I've got now and the different perspectives. So as you get older, you travel differently. And it's like different versions of myself have traveled throughout these 40 some odd years. I've traveled as a backpacker, I've traveled as a professional, and traveled with my mother, so traveled with an elder, traveled with a couple little kids, traveled with a girlfriend, traveled in groups, done all kinds of different types of travel. And so when I really started writing the book, I thought, I have got so much more to share. And I always believe that the more knowledge you have, the more responsibility you have to share it.
100%.
And I wrote the book in the same way that you would travel. So you think about a destination, you start dreaming about it, and then you have to start figuring out how you're going to get there and the planning behind it. And then once you arrive, what you're going to do. And so the book was written with that in mind as well for anybody, whether you've traveled a ton or not traveled much at all.
I love it. I shared at the beginning of the intro that your book entails a lot of different features, right? Like, for example, there's like detailed checklists and things of that nature. And I'm wondering if you could share some without, we don't want to like share it all because we want people to buy the book, but we do. I'm just wondering if you want to share some of the features that a reader could find when they purchase your book.
Well, you've got a beautiful narrative that talks about, from the beginning of travel all the way to returning home and all the different elements, whether it's just arrival and dealing with jet lag or culture shock, dealing with health care and hygiene as a woman, very different than when men have to deal with, dealing with transportation, hotels and accommodation, shopping, bargaining, dealing with men. And I say dealing with men because a lot of times you're dealing with men. You're not
Factual
just
statement.
interacting. And yeah, and also talking about, globalization, talking about street kids, talking about traveling with an ecological footprint and sustainable travel. And then with all of those elements, I share stories, about 50 some odd stories that kind of back up essentially what I've said. I've got
Yes.
beautiful quotes from women throughout the book. I've
Yes.
got photos. I've taken all the photos that are in the book.
Love.
And like you said, I've got checklists in the book. I've got timelines in the book. So, 2 months before you start traveling, what do you need to do? A month before you start traveling, 1 week, 1 day, 2 days. So I really go through the gamut of everything. And then also returning home, because that's always one of the hardest things when you get back home and you've still
Yes.
got that joy and the buzz from traveling.
Yes.
And what do you do with the experience? You can
Yes.
just stick it in your back pocket and live it over and over again. You can look at the pictures, or you can join an organization that really helps support the economy and the people in this place. You can really start doing something with the knowledge that you've got and helping the country that you've been to. So the book really has all different kinds of elements within it.
I love it. And I feel like the book is one of those things, because, like you mentioned, it's not just for the brand spanking new traveler. It is also going to be valuable to somebody who's traveled multiple times in their life in various different areas. But it really does cover everything, especially when you mentioned traveling with a parent, right? Like, I'm from the era where, like, parents are, aging, right? Like, it's a part of the aging population and what that means to travel with an aging parent, right? So I love that that's included.
It's so important. And because I've got so many different perspectives, traveling as an 18 or 19-year-old with a backpack and living out of a backpack, to traveling with my mother and staying in an all-inclusive because
Yes.
everything is contained and it's
Yes.
easy.
Yes.
And not as much adventure as I would like, yet it still provides a vacation and
Right.
a look at a different culture from a different perspective. And traveling with a parent who is aging, there are some significant differences in how you have to travel. Like, you can get assistance once you actually check in. You can have assistance that takes you to the plane. You can get
Okay.
pre-boarding on the plane. You can
Right.
get seats that are right up front or near the washroom if there's going to be a lot of up and down. You can get priority everything,
Everything.
priority in hotels, making sure that there's the right elements in a hotel shower, bars to hold on to so that people don't slip. And again, even making sure that folks have and parents have insurance that really is going to cover them in case anything should happen while they're away as an elder. And
Absolutely.
that's why a lot of folks that are older really like cruises, because again, it's a
Right.
self-contained place where you still get to travel and see something exciting and different, yet everything is a little bit safer because if you do get ill, there's medical attention right there
On
on the.
the ship. Yeah,
Yeah,
absolutely,
makes a
absolutely.
difference.
Now I'm gonna shift a little bit, but it's all relative. Let's say you have a brand, a woman who is like considering traveling, hasn't done it before yet, regardless of their age range, right? What would be a bit of advice that you would offer aside from buy your book?
Aside from buying the book, knowledge is always going to be your best friend. And there's an element of fear that we have as women stepping into the world about, I don't know where I'm going, I don't know what to expect. And the way you can alleviate a lot of that fear is by doing your homework and understanding the cultural norms that you're walking into, the laws, the rules, the state of women, again, knowing where you're staying. And now you can do so much research online. You can really eliminate a lot of that fear. I always tell people when you're packing, pack your bag, take half out because you might want to shop when you're abroad, right? Know where you're going to stay so that when you arrive in the country, and I always try and arrive while it's still light outside during the day, get to your hotel, find your way around, talk to the people that are staying in the hotel. And there's things that you could do, like finding out what the local transportation is going to be like. Do you need to take an Uber? Are there taxis? Are there tuk-tuks? Are there rickshaws? Do you have to walk? So really doing your research to find a lot of those elements out, Using something like Google Maps, you can even drop yourself onto the street view
True.
and take a look around before you arrive so that, again, you're not so much a foreigner because you've seen this already. Knowing what time museums open and close, knowing what neighborhoods are safe to travel to or what ones you need to avoid. The more knowledge that you have in your back pocket, the less fear there's going to be, and the more preparation you can have, the easier it's going to be once you land and start really navigating around the place.
Great tips. Great tips. I love it. My next question for you is, you kind of touched on it before. The question was, what's next for you? And I know number one, it's like traveling to at least seven more countries so that you can hit the 100. So we already know that. But is there any other things that are next for you
Well,
that you're able to share? That you're able to share.
I'm actually in the summer. I'm heading back to Spain, and I'm going to be part of the Gay Games with my dragon boat team, and we're going to be paddling there. So that's going to be really fun. And I've been to Spain. I lived in Madrid for a couple months at one point. But then I've just been doing a little bit of research on Tunisia. So I'm wanting to travel to Tunisia. I've never been. It's been on my list of, oh, that would be a really cool place to go, list that I have, my bucket list. And I'm also in the process of writing another book right now, and it's about an experience that I had over the course of 8 years, when I moved to Mexico, actually, some years ago. I met two little boys that were living under a bridge on a piece of cardboard, and they were like 2 and 3 years old. And I took them under my wing, and I, over the course of 7 years, tried, adopting them and bringing them to Canada. And I became mummy for a period of time and had to, work with a lot of the systems and the culture, and doing a lot of work to understand, again, street children and different customs and different ways of doing things. And so I'm writing a book about that entire experience,
Love
and hope to
it.
keep traveling and traveling and traveling.
Yes, I love to hear it. I love to hear it. I can't believe they're already coming to a close almost in our chat. You see how things just flow
I love
so
it.
cool, so quickly. But okay, so my next thing obviously is about the book because, I'd love people to, pick it up. So my
Thank
question
you.
is, where could we purchase your book, A Woman's Guide to World Travel?
Well, in Canada, you can go into most bookstores
Love
anywhere,
that.
and the
Love
book
that.
is on the shelves at Indigo or Book Warehouse, any of the Kohl's, that sort of thing. If you're online, you can buy it on Indigo or Amazon, or again, a lot of the online book sites. It's also on Audible, so I have recorded the
Oh,
book
awesome.
as well. So if you want to take it in your pocket, and when you're doing
Yes.
your walks around the seawall or
Yes.
wherever, you can listen to the book at any point, and that was really fun to do. And
Yeah.
then, of course, you can even go to my website, womansguidetoworldtravel.com, and I've got all the information there. You can follow me on Facebook or Instagram. I'm constantly adding things and sharing interesting posts and information about the book as well. And that's at Woman's Guide to World Travel.
I love it. And I love that you just pretty much answered my second question of how can we find you online. So you already did the things. As you always know, whenever I'm chatting with folks that give us some links and information, I am going to put it in the show notes just in case you were walking on the seawall right now or driving in your vehicle and was not able to catch that quickly. I'm going to make sure that I have all the links there. I just want to thank you, Carol, just for hanging out with me today and talking about travel and all the things. And I think you have a wealth of knowledge in this book specifically that is valuable for whatever stage of travel experience that you have got going on.
If you can dream it, you can live it, and you can do it. And just don't, curiosity has no age limit. So get out there and live. Honestly, you get one shot at life. Let's go and really enjoy it.
Hey, get out there and live, guys. Thank you, Carol, so much for hanging out with me again. And that was my conversation with Carol Delinko, author of A Woman's Guide to world travel. As you know, I recorded this a few weeks before I went to Barbados. It was a great trip, by the way. I had a really great time. And if you are a woman who likes to travel solo or is interested, this might be a great book for you. So I will include links to Carol Delinco's website. And as she mentioned, you can pretty much pick the book up anywhere.
Hi everyone, my name is Fahima Jalili. I am the host of Free Voices every Thursday from 3 to 4 p.m. I'm just so delighted and privileged to be on the radio station, and the listeners, it means a lot to us. The motivation, the dream, the action, and all the positivity is coming because of all of you. I just want to simply to say thank you all.
The Sexual Violence Support and Prevention Office, SVSPO, offers confidential support, advice, and referrals to SFU and FIC community members, including students, staff, and faculty, who have been impacted by sexual violence and misconduct. The SVSPO is a welcoming place where you can access support without judgment or assumptions. We work from a survivor-centered perspective, using an empowerment and trauma-informed approach that considers individual situations and perspectives. Please reach out. Services are located at the Diamond Alumni Center, room 014 on the lower level. Please reach out by email at sv-support@sfu.ca. That was sv-support@sfu.ca.
And can you believe that we have pretty much hit near the end of the show? But before I make way for Democracy Now!, I just want to thank you again for joining me for this hour. Mother's Day is just around the corner, and I am going to play a few tracks to end the show. Tracks about moms, tracks with mama in the song title. And so some of these tracks are songs about moms that I actually enjoy, and they're found on our digital library. So I'm really excited to share that with you. First up, we are going to hear a track by Missy D called Yes, Mama. I interviewed Missy D not too long ago when I was for one of the other shows that I host. So that was really exciting. And then you're going to hear, one of my faves, because I did see Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings in person live at UFC years and years and years ago. You're going to hear their track, Mama Don't Like My Man. And then finally, we will hear a little bit from Rebecca Coop Franks with their track Mama Hey. Thank you for listening.
Allô maman. Salut Diane, ça va? Ouais, ça va, ça va. J'ai besoin de te parler un petit peu. OK, vas-y Missy D. Vas-y Missy D. OK. Enter the room like he knows who we are. Follow me up Earth, Venus, up to Mars. See, I'm extra terrestrial. I'm a lavender, but also quite lethal. Killer boss. Drop a buzz like a deadlift. Up in my spirit. Killing me, there's a buck the limit. Round the rust orbit. Got the ring, call me the whole bit. Larger than life. No need to be explicit. Sheesh. Someone call me a doctor. I'm giving birth to a lyrical monster. I'm fertile, I'm agile with my delivery. Reproducing flow past the cypher nursery. Call me mama. Call me girl, dream with a dollar. Missy D surrounded by a fella. Cootie could refer back to an afro good beat.
See, I gotta sing it for the motherland. So that they really, really understand. I hope mama is listening. We celebrating your wisdom. Singing, yes, mama, yes, mama. Yes, mama, yes, mama. Yes, mama, yes, mama. Yes, mama, yes, mama.
Got a lot on my right now, nothing you, but I pause sometime. Yo, press, yo, press. We want the back to last month, like what is. Yo, give me the seconds, give me the run up, give me the review, the preview, the sequel. I felt like I dreamed of living another life. I need a DJ playing, save it fast, huh? With a better melody, with poetry, that's upon what would be. Can I put some metaphors? Give me more lectures.
pass it on. Quite unsure, something wrong, the clock is done. I shot myself to come back strong, fill us the battle. I just want, I fill us the battle, I just want.
I'm trying to save my life right now, need a second somehow. I'm trying to say why right now, need a second somehow. I'ma call up mama.
Allô maman, ouais Diane, qu'est-ce qui se passe? Tu sais, dans la vie, il y a des hauts et des bas, Diane. Faut garder la tête haute, et tu sais, on est là pour toi, ne m'oublie pas, tout le monde est là. Tu m'entends?
Yes, maman, yes, maman. 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 Maman, maman,
maman. Bonjour, Diane. Comment tu vas? J'espère que tu vas bien. On pense à toi et on prie pour toi. Dieu te garde et te bénisse.
Turn on the Life Radio station, Lullaby Cobblestone Streets, St. George Church Steeple, the Thames, Royal Swans, High Noon Tea, and Maidenhead. I'm in a dress? What? Why'd you do that? Back to the States, it's hard to translate, carrying the weight of the Cali gates. No more pop, even though he tried. He's left, gone packed. I could see it in your eyes, and you cried. Mama, hey, hey, mama, say, say, say. Mama, day, day, day. Mama, may, may, may. I'm angry at God.
Hi, I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! For more than 15 years, CJSF 90.1 FM has been bringing Democracy Now! To the greater Vancouver area every weekday at 11 a.m.